You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
July 26th, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Scott Taylor and Eden Sky.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
It's 2 p.m. and the stars are aligned, so it must be time for the Radio 8 Ball Show with Andras Jones.
Hello, and welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting the randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of Radio 8 Ball as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is a constant. It's not something just happens some of the time. It's happening all the time. And when we open ourselves to synchronicity and recognize it, our lives become richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Today's musical provider is Scott Taylor of the Olympia band The Hard Way, and our special guest is Eve Sky of 13moon.com, talking about the Lunar New Year. Later in the show, we will be taking your calls and inviting you to ask questions of the Pop Oracle. So please, stick around and play along with us here on the Radio 8 Ball Show.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting the randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. Our musical guest on today's show is my good friend Scott Taylor of the band The Hard Way. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Scott.
Hey, Andras. Good to see you.
It's good to have you here. So you are familiar with how the show works, right?
Yep.
You've got a list of 8 songs, numbered 1 through 8.
Yep.
And then as we do the divination here, people will be asking questions and picking a number, and then you'll play the song next to that number on your list.
I sure will.
That's great. Okay, well, I'm going to start off by asking my own question and sort of doing a little demonstration of how this works. And then later on in the show, we'll be joined by Eve Sky from 13moon.com, and she'll be talking about the Lunar New Year. Today is the first day of the year in the 13 moon lunar calendar, and we'll be finding out more about that. So, I have a question. Are you ready, Scott?
Shoot.
Okay, so my question has to do, actually it has to do with something that we do together. We have a little group we have called My Brave Face, where you and I play the songs that were written by Elvis Costello and Paul McCartney. They wrote about 13 of them. One of them was Veronica. A lot of people know that song.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that, and we've been doing that for about 3 or 4 years. I play the Elvis Costello part, you play the Paul McCartney part, and it seems to me that every time we start rehearsing these songs, my relationship just goes in the crapper. Is that okay for me to say that? Okay, yes, it does. And so I want to know if there actually is a causal relationship, or if it's just purely, you know, it's the idea of anything being purely coincidental in the realm of the synchronistic matrix of Radio 8 Ball is sort of a dubious assertion in itself. But I am curious, maybe really, so it, I guess my question is there a causal relationship? Does playing the music of Elvis Costello and Paul McCartney make my relationships go bad? Please play song number 6 as the answer to that question.
Okay. You don't even know. Seem like I always play this song, but I've been playing it for so long. How long till I lose my mind completely? Please, you think I really care? You think I think you see? There's always a prize. Nothing's for free. Well, you really gotta lie.
much you can and you can't do much at all. I said, whatever happened to you, man, you used to be so sure. But what is it for? He can't hear his favorite song. He can't play his favorite song. He can't sing his favorite song no more. Every night, it's always the same old thing. Have you forgotten how to sing on a wing and a prayer? That's all you do now, no. Does anyone even care? Can anyone really see? This is not really me, me, me. Well, you really got a lot you could be doing, but you're doing what you can and you can't do much at all. Son, you used to seem so tall, and I can still hear you crying out. He can't hear his favorite song. He can't play his favorite song. He can't sing his favorite song no more. The audience can't be trusted. If the guitar man plays what they say, well then he's busted. You can tell that he's so wasted. You can and you can't do much at all. I said, whatever happened to you, man, you used to be so sure. Well, what are you waiting for? Well, I'll stick around even though I disappear. Nobody listens, but I think that they can hear. And if you can't hear me, could I get another? Because he don't know his favorite song. He can't sing his favorite song. He can't play his favorite song. Can't hear his favorite song no more.
Woo. Awesome. That was a song of yours, right?
That's a song
these,
I wrote.
These are all songs you wrote that you're going to be hearing tonight.
Yep, that's okay. Right. That's called his favorite song.
His favorite song. The answer to my question, is there a causal relationship between our playing the songs of Elvis Costello and Paul McCartney together and my relationship going into the dumps? And that was a pretty, that was pretty good. I saw some raised eyebrows in the studio here. Do you want to hear what I think about that first, or do you want to tell me?
What do you got?
Well, it's interesting. The song was a pretty direct answer, but I think I took it in a little different way. This whole idea of he can't play his favorite song anymore. There were a few lines like, it seems like I always play the song. How long will it be till I lose my mind completely? The idea that nothing's for free, that when you open up that door, you're going to have to pay a price. Mm-hmm. But then it also made me think, and it's an interesting thing to talk about here. I like to say that doing divination, playing with synchronicity, drawing these connections between disparate elements is simultaneously a route to enlightenment and wisdom, but also to a kind of insanity. And there's something in that song about not being able to play his favorite song anymore because of all these other things. And that maybe it's pointing me in the direction that maybe there is a little bit of paranoia there in, that I shouldn't let the feeling that playing this music is going to create strife dissuade me from playing the music. Like, to that it's saying, don't wind up in the place that this song's main character ends up, is sort of playing and being frustrated. If you're going to play, then play and do it. And if you don't, then don't. And that everything's pretty much just the way it's supposed to be. And not to get caught up in the paranoia of it. What did you think?
I think that you make an excellent point there, because I think that the message in the song is that it's not that you shouldn't sing your favorite song or whatever. So, not let that, exactly, not let your uh, not be looking over your shoulder all the time, because I know for me, I tend to be of the brotherhood of the OCD,
mm-hmm.
and, and I tend to look over my shoulder way more.
Occidental
than,
College of Dystopians?
You know it. Okay, yeah. All my life. But obsessive compulsive disorder. I think that that song definitely tells you that you got to listen to yourself, and that you, if your heart's in something for long enough, the odds are, if you want to do it that hard, you probably want to do it pretty bad. So,
gotcha. Cool.
I don't know if that made any sense at all.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home. The telephone, it just doesn't seem to
do. This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle where we answer questions by picking songs at random. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with singer-songwriter Scott Taylor. And on the line from Oregon, we have Eden Sky from 13moon.com. And 13moon.com is responsible for distributing information about the 13 Moon Lunar Calendar. And today is the new year of the 13 Moon Lunar Calendar. So happy new year to all of you Lunarites out there. That's all of us who are human. And welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, Eden.
Greetings, Andres. It's great to be here to tune in today on the new year, July 26th. And it's the start of a new year on the 13 Moon Dream Spell Calendar. And just to clarify, it's not actually a lunar calendar. It's a solar lunar galactic calendar. And the new year is always July 26th, which corresponds to the Mayan Chilam Balam, which translates as the Jaguar Priest. So there's actually people in 90 countries on all inhabitable continents who are celebrating today the start of a brand new cycle. And this year is called the White Lunar Wizard Year. And some of the energies that we're supposed to focus on this year include polarizing in order to counterbalance, stabilizing challenges, enchantment, receptivity, and timelessness. And so as you can see in this calendar system, we're utilizing a new language for time and cycles that's actually based on the mathematical harmony of the universe as understood by the ancient Maya. After 50 years of research into the Mayan calendar and the Mayan cosmology, Dr. Jose Arguelles and Lloydine Arguelles introduced the Dream Spell calendar system in 1990, specifically as a tool for modern people to reconnect with the harmony of nature. And one of the central focuses of this calendar system that is really close to my heart and that people around the world are focusing on is helping us evolve out of the destructive paradigm, which is referred to as mechanical time and summarized in the mentality that time is money, which is putting profits before people and putting profits before the planet. And instead to entrain ourselves with a paradigm of what we call natural time and the life-affirming understanding that time is art. So in essence, what we're doing around the planet is we're exploring an alternative nature-based calendar system to restore our connection to the sacred, to the divine order of the universe, and we're using a new language and new reference points for time to help trigger new evolutionary insights. And actually, if you look into the matter of calendars, there's over a 5,500-year precedent of using the 13-moon 28-day calendar as a way to measure, as a way to measure the year cycle. You can actually find the Lakota, the Essenes, the Druids, the Egyptians, the Polynesians, the Maya, the Chinese, the Inca, and several other Native American tribes have all used the 13-moon 28-day way to measure the year. And it's such a logical way, it was even chosen by the League of Nations in 1933 to replace the world standard calendar. We were going to change the whole world calendar from the 12-month Gregorian calendar to a 13-month 28-day calendar, but it was defeated by the Vatican.
The Vatican was responsible for, the calendar we use, the Gregorian calendar, is a reference to
Pope Gregory the 13th,
who is the creator of that, or at least...
Yeah, so the entire calendar that unifies the entire world, people of all religions and all cultures, is under Pope Gregory the 13th calendar that came in 1582. And it's really just a revision of Julius Caesar's calendar. But it's completely illogical, it's uneven, it's unharmonic, it doesn't reflect nature. And the important thing why that matters is sort of the message of this whole movement around the planet is that the calendar that we use is the central organizing instrument of our society. And if you think about the importance of a calendar, it programs our culture with daily, weekly, monthly, and annual customs. And the idea is that the calendar that we use affects our minds, it affects our states of consciousness, our attitudes, and our relationships to all of life. And so what the Arguelles have brought to light is the understanding that the 12-month calendar, in combination with the mechanical clock, have actually entrained humanity into what they call an artificial timing frequency, like a mechanized pace, and as well as a disconnection from the sacred. and it's like the calendar system is distracting us from an inherent sense of timing that we embody naturally. Mm-hmm. And it's also, the very important thing that it's doing is it's subtly yet powerfully conditioning us to accept irregularity and disharmony as natural, when actually nature produces aesthetic, harmonic, beautiful patterns that are reflected in the patterns and cycles you'll find in nature-based calendars. And what's unique about this 13-moon calendar system that the Arguelles have brought through is that they also bring through a galactic cycle that gives each day and each person a unique galactic signature energy. And what it does is it uses colors, symbols, and numbers. And it's like an archetypal language that brings us meaning and insight and mental and spiritual focus. And it helps us understand our journey on Earth as a mythic journey. Whereas the current, if you contemplate, like today is July 26th, Thursday, it really doesn't give us any indication of, there's no insight, there's no guidance, there's no inspiration provided. It's like an empty shell mm-hmm. for time. Meanwhile, our time on this planet is very precious, it's very meaningful. So when we work with this calendar, it's giving us a language for what Arguelles calls a synchronic order of reality. It's basically about making synchronicities conscious. And for instance, your galactic signature, you were born August 12th, 68, which translates as a yellow rhythmic warrior. And one of the qualities of that is questioning. So it's perfect that you would have a divination show where you're constantly asking questions and inviting other people to ask questions, because it represents the cosmic question mark.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty profound.
And it's a perfect segue. We're going to give more information about where people can find out more about 13moon.com. Obviously, you can go to 13moon.com.
Yeah, and actually anyone can decode their birth date on 13moon.com. It says right there, decode a birth date, and you can find out your galactic signature, your friends and family.
So, but speaking of synchronicity, why not engage the Pop Oracle here? And do you have a question?
I have a question.
Oh, great. Okay.
I have a question. Basically, I'm always really fascinated by the larger picture of what's unfolding on this planet right now. And based on 12 years of research into the indigenous prophecies of the world, it's very clear to me that we're closing a huge world era, and we're sort of simultaneously a new world era is emerging through us. It's like something is dying and composting, and something new is being born, you know, through our hearts and our lives. So, and according to the Maya, this whole thing culminates in 2012, but it's the process that's happening right now. You know, it's not about a future date, but it's about a journey that we're on. So my question is, to the Oracle, is what is the guiding energy for all of us for this particular year, which starts today? What's the guiding energy for all of us for this year starting today to help us meet the opportunities of this critical time on the planet as we're closing this huge prophetic cycle which culminates in 2012?
Great. So pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 6.
Okay. I'm going to go with 3.
And now Scott Taylor from the band The Hard Way is going to play song number 3 as the answer, and we'll be back when it's over to figure out how it addresses your question. So here it comes.
Okay. What the hell is going on? How could everything go so damn wrong?
place that you have ever found. And in your heart, there's a big open space. Look around. Trip, step outside of yourself. Come on down through space and time. Stay the course, eternity is waiting. Follow me. That's okay with me.
Beautiful. What was the name of that song, Scott?
That song is called The Universe is Flat.
The Universe is Flat, the answer to Eden Sky's question, what is the, and I'm paraphrasing here, what is the guiding energy for all of us for this year, this new year, to meet the opportunities which are rushing towards us in the, I think you said the 2012?
Yeah.
The shift that's heading towards us. So, well, Eden, do you want to give us your interpretation?
Well, what a gorgeous song, first of all. It was very moving.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty perfect for your question, too.
Yeah, well, some of the things that stood out for me was that I think the beginning, he said, you know, everything's so damn wrong. And that made me think of just, you know, it's like there's so much terror and tragedy and horror on the planet right now. And some things it's just like it's, unfathomable, the pollution and the just all the horrible things going on, you know. It's like any of us who are sensitive can really empathize with that. Everything is so damn wrong, and yet it won't. He said it won't be long, and that made me think of how we're the next 5.5 years are when we're closing this huge cycle. I mean, we're either closing a 5,125-year cycle, or if you expand the lens, we're closing a 26,000-year cycle. So it won't be long. This next 5.5 years is going to go fast, is what I got from that. And when he said, in your mind, see every face and every place, that made me just think about how it's really about us expanding our understanding that we're, you know, of our interconnection, of that we're all people, putting ourselves in other people's shoes, you know, thinking about all the different places that are the war and peace happening simultaneously. And he said, in your heart, there's a big open space, which to me is the answer to all of it. You know, to me, the whole purpose of all of life is just to wake up and figure out how to remember the love that we are and the love this universe is, and then to act from that love. And he talked about look around, and that made me think about just to be aware of the preciousness that's everywhere. And then when he said the universe is flat, what that made me think of was kind of a metaphor of how the old world model and the illogic that's programmed into it, you know, where we think the universe is flat, we create a belief system, and then we just operate from that, similar to the Gregorian calendar as an old world model of illogicness. And mm-hmm. he said, stay the course, and that really stood out to me, like, stay the course, like, no matter how so damn wrong it looks or how horrible it is or how scary things can be, stay the course, because we're going to get through this cycle and we'll start a new cycle. And he said, eternity is waiting.
Yeah,
that's right.
How about you? What do you think?
Well, I'll just continue. There were a couple of other lines that he invited us to take a trip and step outside of ourselves.
Yep.
And come down through space and time, which leads into, you know, that's the course that the song lays out, which I thought was a very potent response to the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times I try and interpret the song as if I was asking the question, but your question was so universal that I don't really have to even do that. It was so clearly my question.
The universe happened
our
right
question.
In the song. That's,
yeah.
I thought that's perfect right away.
And then I just love the you're not really where you're at. You're not really where you're at, and because the universe is flat and our brains will all go splat.
Yeah.
Like that it's getting outside of our minds. And again, that artificial calendar, that artificial time and space that we are locked into is not the reality.
Right. It's like keeping us trapped in idea of linearity. The universe is flat and it's all a grid and X, Y, Z in the third dimension. Meanwhile, there's this whole fourth dimension, all these other dimensions, of the sacredness, you know. It's like remembering the sacredness in that big open heart space.
And there, I also really love the line, if I fail to see, I still can't fail to be.
Yeah, that was incredible.
This is not something you have to figure out.
Yes.
This is something that you're doing, like, whatever, everyone who's listening to this, they're doing it.
That was, I think that totally answers it right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That really, what you're doing is the right thing.
And isn't that reassuring? We don't have to figure it out. We don't have to know from our linear mind how it's all going to work out. We can just keep being present.
Yeah.
So they call it the great mystery, right?
That is my, and I think that's a perfect, that brings us to a perfect answer, that is the practice for the coming year, is really allowing, is what,
right.
You know, what is the guiding energy for all of us for this year to meet the opportunities that are coming? And it really is, you know, we could just have that be our mantra. If I fail to see, I still can't fail to be.
I like that. I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
If I fail to see.
I still can't fail to be.
I still can't fail to be. And that,
I think that's a double negative, though, Scott. So.
Well, and that works perfect with the energy of the Lunar Wizard, which is one of the codes is receptivity, is what you're talking about, allowing and being, just that receptivity to our natural beingness.
Mm-hmm. And if you could see Scott's gigantic beard here, you'd know that we have the wizard actually in the studio with us.
I shaved this morning.
What? What did you shave? Your eye, between your eyebrows? That's the only place on your face that is not. Anyway, visual sight gags don't work on the radio. So, but just imagine that we have this fabulous bearded wizard here playing these songs for us.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmooshkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/shmooshkin.
If your mom was in porn, it was probably before you were born.
I was so lonely.
Please do your part to make America safe for Shmooshkin, and one day he will return.
You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those songs as the answers to your questions, like picking musical tarot cards. In the studio, we have Scott Taylor of the Olympia band The Hard Way, and online, we've got Eden Sky from 13moon.com. And for people who want to call in and ask a question, the number here is 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527. We have a caller on the line, and it is Marie. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Marie.
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Bellevue.
Oh, great. So what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
I am having kind of two opportunities present themselves to me. One's in the Puget Sound area, and one's going towards the Rocky Mountains. And I'm having a little bit of a challenge seeing which way to go. I love being here near the water, and this has been my home for so long. But, gosh, I'm really feeling pulled to go that way.
Okay, so why don't you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 3 nor 6?
7.
Okay, so now Scott Taylor is going to play song number 7 as the answer to your question.
Okay.
And please stay on the line. When the song's over, we'll come back and help you figure out how your answer works.
Okay. Number 7.
Love, 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 everyone's crazy. Love, 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 they think I'm lazy. Love, 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 everyone's trying, and you got me crying over you. Call me. Love, love, love. You said you'd call me, but you never called me. No one ever calls me. And if they do, it's probably backwards. Me calling you, I'm not really bitter. I can say it'll all work out. Maybe it's not a movie, but what can you do? It's just the world. The end of the world. Love, love, love. Needs an answer. Love, love, love. Everything gives you cancer. Love, love, love. But don't let them get you. Never forget you. Never be sad, 'cause I won't let you. You're alive. It's always something. I'm not gonna lie, it'll all work out. It's true, it'll all work out. Tell me why.
song's called The Solution.
Okay.
The Solution. Okay. So, Marie, that was the answer to your question about the two opportunities which are before you, one to stay here in the Puget Sound area and one to travel to the Rocky Mountain area. So do you want to give us your interpretation of how that song addressed your question, or do you want to hear what we think first?
I can give you a couple things, but I'd like to hear what you have to say. I think that I'm supposed to be in both places. It's just a matter of timing and kind of be patient and, you know, that just, you know, there's a lot of things I may not know right now, and that's okay. Just kind of go with it.
Yeah. I got something along those lines, too. What did you think, Scott?
Yeah, it's a song kind of about being patient and impatient at the same time. So that's why I kind of think maybe in a way that kind of goes along with what you're saying about maybe you need to be in both places. But obviously you can't do that, you know, at the same time. But, yeah, it's a song about kind of like trying to hurry up and wait and weighing. I know I was kind of weighing options when I actually wrote that. So that's kind of, again, that's the nature of the show, as it seems like.
You're synchronized?
I don't know. It seems like it today. Yeah.
Eden, are you still with us?
Yeah.
So Eden Sky from 13moon.com.
Well, it was sure reassuring to hear that everything will work out.
Yeah. It went along with it made me think of your question.
Kind of like you can't go wrong. And kind of what it sounded like was there's love, and maybe, you know, it's like it's about the love, and maybe there's love there, and it's just a matter of following, you know, which one inspires a greater feeling of that love, that the love is everywhere, it's going to follow you, it's inside of you. But
well, that's what the solution, that's what it is. That's, you know, when it all work out, the solution is love. So,
yeah, there was the only thing that popped up for me is because I have a long, many-year relationship with Scott here, and the line about, you never call me, no one ever calls me, and when it does, it's probably backwards, it's me calling you. And I happen to know it's been a radical shift in my relationship with Scott in the last month, in that he started picking up his phone for the first time in the whole time I've ever known him. So, but it's an interesting, I imagine the song was written before this last month.
Yeah, but that line totally is a jab at myself, because it's good that you caught that, because that's me turning it around, being like, you know, you never call, I know it's me, because, you know, I could be there in the room and I don't have the darn ringer turned up, so everybody who's listening knows that. It's just...
Well, it just made me think in terms of this question that maybe there is that paradox that you're feeling pulled in these two directions, but maybe there's some way that you kind of have the phone turned off in your life in a certain way, that maybe there's a blind spot of... There's something that you're doing which is holding opportunity, is holding your answer at bay in a way, not quite letting it in. And that's, you know, that's I found the Pop Oracle is really powerful at sort of poking and needling us in that way. And actually, when I interpret this, I think of your question. I have a similar thing going on in my life right now, feeling pulled in several different directions. And so that's really my answer, is like, how am I turning off the phone to the answers and the sense of what the song is really saying, is that it's all going to work out.
If I could just add one thing.
Absolutely.
The new year that we're starting is the one of the aspects of it. It's the energy of two, moving from the one into the two. And in this system, the energy of two has to do with polarizing in order to balance, or in order to stabilize the challenge. So that might be an interesting clue, too, if you're used to being around the water and then to polarize and go to be in the mountains, there might be some information there, too, to not be afraid to do something totally radically opposite from what we're used to during this year.
Yeah, and like I was saying, for me, I have been weighing these ideas about two different places, and the word that I've been using to create the reality I want in my life is the word bilocation, you know, of being either in two places at the same time, or being connected to two places that seem like you have to choose one or the other.
That's actually exactly what we're doing as a family. This next week, we're bilocating into Portland, and we're going to keep our coastal home as well. So we're all sort of in the same flow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's great. Well, thanks a lot, Marie.
You bet.
I really appreciate your calling, and I hope that you got what you wanted to get from the Pop Oracle.
All right. Thanks.
Have a great afternoon.
Bye.
Thursday, August 9th, the Radio 8 Ball Show goes live at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Join us as the Pop Oracle answers your questions and questions your answers with the music of Seattle folk legend Jim Page.
Hey, George, I'm talking to you. You're bringing me disgrace, pretending to be my president. You were never even elected in the first place.
Jim Page is a true Northwest treasure, and with him as part of the Radio 8 Ball Show, the Pop Oracle will be fully loaded with conscience, wit, and heart.
It's been that way right from the start. Petroleum Bonaparte.
That's the Radio 8 Ball Show with Jim Page, Thursday, August 9th. For more information, go to CapitolHillArts.com.
I guess I want to ask one final question before we take off here. Later on tonight, I am meeting with a men's group that I'm a part of that's exploring the new masculine archetype, which I think is part of this shift that we're talking about. And so my question is just looking for a song of inspiration for this group to start off the new year together in our process of exploring the concept of the new divine masculine. So would you pick, let me see, why don't you go with song number one as the answer to that question.
Okay.
And when it's over, we'll come back and figure out what it means.
Song number one. I'm not blacking out, I'm breaking through. When I'm all alone, I am you. I need you to believe me. Will you? Take the words from my mouth and close your eyes. They always rinse out. Why? Too many sad red blues on my floor. No more. Invisible girl, invisible world. Invisible girl. So if I call you out, time, no going home. You say a mouthful and I choke. I think that I believe you, it's not you. Song's called Invisible Girl.
Invisible Girl by Scott Taylor of the band The Hard Way. The answer to my question, looking for inspiration for the men's group I'll be joining with later on this evening, inspiration for exploring the new divine masculine archetype. Are you with us, Eden?
Yeah.
So why don't you take the first crack at this?
Boy. Well, I thought I heard something in the very beginning of the song about breaking through. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not blacking out. I'm breaking through.
Yeah, to me, I think that stood out really strongly. It just reminds me of sort of the theme of the old paradigm that's shattering, and be it the calendar we use or the way we take on our gender stereotypes.
Yeah.
And the patriarchy is, in my belief, it's something that is destructive to both men and women.
Absolutely.
And so it's just it's so exciting to hear you actually talking about the new male archetype. I can't say I hear a lot about that. You know, I always hear about the divine feminine is emerging, and there's a lot of attention on that, but it's beautiful to hear.
She doesn't want to be alone.
Yeah, it's beautiful to hear that you're doing work with that, and it's just so incredibly needed. So that was just, I guess, my strongest hit was that it's about breaking through this patriarchy that sort of oppresses all of us and the planet. And then I thought I heard a line about, I am you. Wasn't it?
I think it's the second line.
When I'm all alone.
When I'm all alone, I'm you.
Yeah, and that really struck me like maybe part of this new male archetype is that getting out of this sort of egoic, you know, competition, I'm better than you, you know, yada, yada, into, you know, I am you, into when we reach those places of silence and we recognize our shared humanity, our shared fears and hopes, and that maybe that's part of the gentle masculine energy can emerge on that level, or the sensitive energy.
Yeah, to me, there was that, I mean, the idea of I'm not blacking out, I'm breaking through was particularly important, I thought, because there's a way that when you come up against really big stuff, there's a tendency to, like, your mind kind of wants to turn off.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, go unconscious or hide. Yeah.
And I thought it was just perfect that the song was about the invisible girl, you know, and the invisible world was, like, again, it's focusing, like, really to, it didn't focus the attention on the masculine specifically, but on the basically on the feminine and on the psychic realm that's beyond masculine and feminine, beyond dualities, that invisible world. And so I feel inspired. And thanks a lot for that,
Scott. Yeah, it's such an easy thing for us to identify that the divine feminine lives in women and the divine masculine lives in men, but that's a total oversight. Obviously, we both have both of them, and we need to all cultivate both of them.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to wrap up the divination aspect of the show. In just a few minutes, we'll be back to tell you about what's coming up in next week's show, so please stick around for more Radio 8 Ball. If you like what you're hearing and you want another chance to participate, a two-hour non-commercial version of Radio 8 Ball can be heard Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on KAOS in Olympia, Washington, with me and my co-host Tammy T playing CDs on shuffle function as the answers to your questions. Give us a shake, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at 89.3 FM in Olympia, or at www.kaosradio.org.
Theater Underground presents the show The Stranger Calls Entertaining and Nuanced. Crime and Punishment is a 90-minute meditation on faith and redemption set against the themes of Dostoevsky's novel. The show runs Fridays to Sundays at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at CapitolHillArts.com.
Thursday, August 9th, the Radio 8 Ball Show goes live at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. Join us as the Pop Oracle answers your questions and questions your answers with the music of Seattle folk legend Jim Page.
Hey George, I'm talking to you. You're bringing me disgrace, pretending to be my president. You were never even elected in the first place.
Jim Page is a true Northwest treasure, and with him as part of the Radio 8 Ball Show, the Pop Oracle will be fully loaded with conscience, wit, and heart.
It's been that way right from the start. Petroleum Bonaparte.
That's the Radio 8 Ball Show with Jim Page, Thursday, August 9th. For more information, go to CapitolHillArts.com.
And that brings to a close this episode of Radio 8 Ball. I want to thank our musical guest, Scott Taylor, whose CD, I Like Elephants, can be purchased at cdbaby.com, and Eden Sky from 13moon.com for contributing their voices to the show. Next week, my guest will be singer-songwriter Jim Page, who will also be the musical guest on the August 9th live Radio 8 Ball event at the Capitol Hill Arts Center. So until next week, this is Andras Jones wishing you spine-tingling synchronicities, connection with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.